Digital technology is reinventing and redefining creativity. Digital publishing media, available at low cost and on the go, mean global citizens can become global creators and global communicators. Welcome to Copyright Clearance and its podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. April 26 is World IP Day, an occasion for reflection on the centrality of intellectual property in our lives today. As organized by the World Intellectual Property Organization, World IP Day explores the issues of our collective global cultural future. Ann Chadovitz is the United States intellectual property attaché based in Lima, Peru. She advises U.S. government personnel and national IP offices and coordinates the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's activities in Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Bolivia. She is marking World IP Day from Bogota in the midst of the two-week-long Bogota International Book Fair. Ann Chadovitz joins me now from Colombia. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Ann. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I'm so pleased to be here to celebrate World IP Day 2016.
Well, indeed, we're very happy to have you join us. We'll let people know that you have specialized in domestic and international copyright law as an attorney advisor at the USPTO and previously were executive director at the Future of Music Coalition, a national nonprofit education, research, and advocacy organization. So IP's been your business for quite a while there. You're new on your assignment in Latin America. And World IP Day, in the midst of the Bogota Book Fair, one of the largest in all of South America, it really must mean something important to you there. And this year, it's about digital creativity and culture reimagined. For you and for the area, the region that you're serving, what does that mean, digital creativity, culture reimagined?
It's very exciting because access to culture has been reimagined by new digital technologies that have actually changed distribution as well. So distribution of culture has been reimagined. You know, the marketplace is evolving on a daily basis, and it's exciting for people to be able to access works in new ways and in cheaper ways than they did before.
Right. And in South America, certainly anywhere in the world, but it's especially apparent in that region, there are popular cultures and there are traditional cultures. And intellectual property covers both of those. And it must be very meaningful to be working with both the business organizations that help to drive popular culture. But I would imagine your work will take you into contact with traditional cultures, too.
I certainly hope so, because, I mean, my background is in creation, and it's in working with creators. And, that's what led me to copyright, because it's what protects creators and enables them to continue to create.
Well, indeed. And, you know, I guess a question for a lot of people today on a global basis is whether or not copyright is working. There's been some challenges, of course, you're aware, in the U.S. as well as across Europe around so-called copyright reform. And many people worry about that very point you raised, which is whether or not copyright obstructs access, and in a region that is just beginning to get access to material that it didn't have before. Do you feel that copyright can accelerate that access?
I think it can, and it does. And I'm looking mostly, my background at the United States, and you see the WIPO Internet treaties came in, and they enabled, they gave a new right of making available, right? And which we had in the U.S. through a variety of rights, and also the ability to use technological protection measures. And this gave creators the ability to distribute their works online in all kinds of new and exciting ways. You know, you can now have a service where you have a password. That's a TPM. So the creators felt more comfortable making their works available in all these new ways. You have, some services that will only stream, or that you can only, you rent a book. It's got an access time where time's out. And it's so exciting. I mean, I take a shuttle to work each day, because I'm new, and there are interns on the shuttle, and they can rent digital textbooks. And so I went online and I was looking at that, and you can rent a digital textbook for 30 days to 360 days. And so they're all different price points. When I grew up, it was one size fits all. And now consumers have so many choices to, you know, to look at what kind of use they want and what kind of price point they can pay.
Right. And certainly that access point in South America, they would be accessing not only books published in that region, but probably books as well from around the world, and books that in the past would have taken quite a long time getting there and have been very expensive. And I guess a question I'm wondering about is, we hear in the United States and across the Northern Hemisphere about the importance of IP and the so-called creative economy to what is driving our growth. What is the importance of the creative economy to the potential growth for the Southern Hemisphere, and particularly there in South America?
I think it's very important. I think we go to, you know, the world is moving to a knowledge economy. And this goes beyond copyright and creativity, but to innovation as well. And I think that for any country now in the global economy, you know, education and intellectual property is the future.
Absolutely. And you know, you've mentioned that copyright can work, is working to support the development of that creative economy. And really what it relies upon, or what the creators rely upon, is copyright to work for them, to compensate them for their work, to give them a source of income, and also to help them protect the work so that it can be used in the ways that they would like to see fit. Why is compensation important to you? I know you were executive director at the Future of Music Coalition, and compensation for the artists there was an important issue for you there too. So to discuss that point around the importance of compensation.
Yes, and even before that, I worked at a labor union representing recording artists, where compensation is critical as well. And I think it's important to enable an artist to continue to create, and to have the time and the education to create. You know, writers, it's work. You know, they have to, you know, sit and work every day, and therefore they don't have the job, and they need to be able to create, you know, to have an income that sustains them. And I'm not talking about when we were at FMC. We're not talking about great, you know, huge incomes. The basic goal was for creators to be able to afford, you know, healthcare, to send their kids to school, things like that. So copyright protection is very important for creators, but it's really important for the public as consumers as well. It's what stimulates creativity and makes us be able to get access to all these wonderful new works. And it also, without copyright, you have, and some people, their first work is brilliant. But for a lot of creators, it takes time to develop. And without copyright, they wouldn't have the time to put into developing and finessing their art and making the 10th album, the 10th book.
Right. And you know, Ann Chadovitz, we know that you're fairly new there in your position as the U.S. intellectual property attaché for a number of countries in South America. You're there, as we said, at the Bogota International Book Fair. And even though you're new, I'm sure being in that new environment, it must be very stimulating. I wonder if you could share with us, is there a new piece of culture that you would never have known of unless you had traveled and taken up this new position? Is there a story about a piece of music or a poem or anything like that that really shows the power of copyright material, cultural material, to really transcend national barriers and really bring people together?
Well, it's interesting how it makes us global. Culture is a unifying object. I mean, I'll never forget. And this isn't when I was here. This is when I was on vacation in Borneo, and there were you know, some traditional people snorkeling with me. I mean, there were women who were snorkeling in their long robes, and they pointed to a fish, though, and they said, "Nemo, Nemo." And I thought, isn't that great? You know, these are people, we can't speak the same language. We're clearly from very different cultures. We see the fish and we both think Nemo.
It's a really great story. Well, Ann Chadovitz, we really appreciate speaking with you today as we head into World IP Day, sponsored by the World Intellectual Property Organization. Ann Chadovitz is the United States Intellectual Property Attaché based in Lima, Peru, coordinating activities around IP issues for the United States in Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Bolivia. Ann Chadovitz, thanks for joining us on Beyond the Book.
Thank you very much. This was a pleasure.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights licensing technology and content workflow organization. At CCC, we serve more than 35,000 customers and 15,000 copyright holders worldwide. We manage over 950 million rights in the world's most sought-after journals, books, blogs, movies, and more. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. I'm Christopher Keneally. Join us again soon on Beyond the Book.